You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, Dog Pound. Join me in a Play the Draft contest with the Cleveland Browns. Play the Draft is a fun, free, easy-to-play fantasy game for the NFL Draft. Find undervalued draft prospects for your chance to win VIP experiences, tickets, gear, and more from the Browns. Sign up now at clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura here with Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl on a day where there is a buzz in this building as the players have returned to begin phase one of their offseason workout program. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, that's the number. Dan Shanka from Our Lad Scouting Service with us at 2 p.m. Let's go to Kyle in Akron now, though. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering why you think Ray Farmer is going to change his philosophy. You mentioned last year about not investing a first-round pick in a wide receiver.
Now, see, that's a misnomer. Ray Farmer has stated if the Browns stayed at four, they would have taken Sammy Watkins.
Okay, I didn't know that. So, yeah, I guess that answers my question.
Yeah, so he's not against it. Now, he will downplay in his mind the importance of a wide receiver, but at the same time, when that's the best player on the board, that's the best player on the board. And so last year that was Sammy Watkins, and had the Browns stayed at number four, they would have selected Sammy Watkins. So if the right player is there at 12 that's a wide receiver, he'll take a wide receiver.
Yeah, and I think most general managers would do so. And I think more so than anything when it comes to Ray Farmer, and yes, he has his end of the season press conference talked about, or post-draft press conference talked about, you know, it's in the trenches, and, you know, that means offensive, defensive linemen, the gritty guys, you know, running the football, the mentality of this football team, as opposed to wide receiver. But you've got to trust your board. And you and I repeat many times over, this is him and his entire staff of his choosings. First year, first draft. So yes, they drafted last year's roster coming out of the draft, but this is their baby from start to finish. It has nobody else's fingerprints on it. So let's get a true sense of his personality as a general manager this draft.
And we will. That's exactly what we're going to do. 216-578-0850. John in Orlando, welcome to the show.
Nate, Matt, how's it going? Love the show.
Good. Thanks, brother. Man, how you doing?
Doing great. I just want to call. First off, I love the uniforms, but when I went online to get them, I'm not sure which uniform to get, because the two guys I'd want to get, Tashawn Gibson, I'm not sure if he's going to re-sign or not. I hope they sign him to a long-term deal. I think he could be, you know, the next best safety in the AFC North. And then the other one is Johnny Manziel, but I'm not sure what the Browns are going to do with the draft. So my fear is the Browns are going to do what they always do in draft. A quarterback. I keep hearing this stuff about moving up and grabbing Marcus Mariota.
I hope not too.
If Browns fans really look at what we've done historically with drafting quarterbacks, we got Tim Couch when we first came in, and we didn't put anyone around him. So he might be the one person that we actually put in, but he had no help. Then we went and got Brady Quinn, and what did we do with him? We sat him for a little while, had the whole Derek Anderson thing. That was a fiasco. I mean, us as Brown fans gave more time to Brandon Whedon, and he was 30 years old, and he had a 7 rating his first outing, for God's sakes. Like, if anyone remembers that game against Philadelphia, our defense played great. We should have won that game, but we had this quarterback named Brandon Whedon, yet we still gave him 2 years. Manziel has played 7 quarters, and everyone's talking about writing him off, and it just blows my mind. I don't get it. I'd like to hear your guys' take.
To me, Winston is the only quarterback in this class that is worth doing anything for, mortgaging any type of future. The Browns have enough needs, and these picks are going to help them build that roster that they have to get around that quarterback. And again, you still want to find out what you've got in Johnny Manziel. Nobody knows. I'm not going to sit here and tell you today Johnny Manziel is going to be a great starting quarterback in the NFL. Does he have a lot of promise? Sure, of course. Did last year go well? No. Did he have personal issues? Yes. Has been in rehab. He is now out of that. He is back here in the building today, getting ready for his second season in the NFL, really what I think is his rookie season in the NFL. So we've got to see what he can do for this team. But if there's the guy, get the guy. I don't think you can have enough good until you got the quarterback, you don't have any quarterbacks.
No, you're
but
right.
But you want to see what Johnny's – and again, I can't tell you he's going to be good. I can't tell you he's not going to be good. I don't know. I have no clue.
No, we don't. And that's why the jury is still out on last year's draft, centered around the first round, because you can't say you're not happy with what happened from the second round and beyond. And
right.
The jury's still out. We know Justin Gilbert has been working with Joe Hayden this offseason from time to time, whether it was a day, a week, or a month. We don't know. And we know that Johnny Manziel helpfully eradicated the personality of Johnny Football in rehab. That's all we can say. But you have to get him in this building around his teammates as Johnny Manziel, not Johnny Football, and get him bought in. And I refer back to it time and time again. When John DeFilippo said here, he's going to have a rule book for Johnny Manziel of what he's got to abide by and a certain set of rules that he's going to have to do to become the type of player that the Cleveland Browns deserve to start at the quarterback position. And just on a side note really quick, because our last caller came out and said, love the new Browns uniforms, don't know which one I'm going to get. Well, I had an opportunity this weekend, again, being out with the family, to go up to Dick's Sporting Goods. My son needed some baseball pants and some batting gloves because he's starting baseball. And I had an opportunity to see the brand new uniforms on the shelf, not early, not leaked. But right across the way was the clearance rack, where some of the old Browns uniforms were hanging. And for anyone to tell that wants to call in, text, tweet, post, whatever you want to say, to tell me that those are not a radical change, you are off your rocker, because I held the two Browns next to each other and they were absolutely night and day, and I'm in love with the brand new uniforms. It's a fresh new look.
A fresh new look for your Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Eddie in Westlake. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, as far as Deshaun Gibson is concerned, I think it's a no-brainer that they're going Deshaun Gibson, they'll re-sign him. I think they may want to see how he's going to come out off this injury, but I think that's a no-brainer. The thing about this Johnny Manziel, I wish him the best, and I hope he was able to get everything turned around as far as his life goes. But I guess the underlying problem that I have is not even dealing with the going into the rehab. It's the fact that I don't even know if this kid loves football. And in a high-tech day and age right now, like we're talking about Jameis Winston, about how he has the off-the-field issues, but how he's pro-ready, how you can go through college at a major school like Texas A&M and not have a playbook is beyond me. So those types of things are things that carry over to the NFL, because those are the reasons why guys like Joe Thomas, some of the other guys in the locker room, were upset when this kid was starting against Cincinnati, because they knew he didn't know the play. After 13, 14 weeks, the kid still didn't know the playbook. If you never had one and you had to utilize one and you didn't have to make certain checks and everything that you were doing was kind of like plays drawn up in the dirt, and you were able to, be electrified in college and get away with it, you thought you could do the same thing in the pros, and it's just not the case. And I don't think this kid loves football. I don't think he's going to do the things that where he's going to be looking and finding tendencies and doing the types of things that the top quarterbacks in the league are going to do. And that's the thing that bothers me. We're in this situation where we're talking about, hey, let's go offensive, defensive line and do all this and that, and we still don't have a quarterback. The most important position on the team, we don't even have it filled. And that's really a concern of mine. As far as the draft goes at 12 and 19, if I can get one of them top three receivers, then I'll get one of the top three. Those three guys are gone, I'm not reaching for these Jalen Strong, these other guys these people talking about. I just go second round or later. I think the pass rusher is deep in this draft. I think you can get, you can always get offensive linemen later in the draft as well. I mean, I don't even think the Browns can really mess this up. I don't even think they can really mess the draft up as far as if they stick to their board, because it's so deep, there's so many different positions. I think that they'll come away with two or three starters in those top three picks.
That's what you need. You need to have guys come in and start for this football team. And we're going to talk with Dan Shonka, the general manager and national scout for Our Lads NFL Scouting Service, when we come back to kick off our second hour, talking the draft, his favorite prospects, who he thinks overrated, underrated, what does he think about the receivers, the defensive linemen, the edge rushers, what should the Browns do at 12 and 19? We'll tackle all of that with Dan Shonka right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.